I think it's only fitting that we talk to the offensive line after you rush over for over 200 yards. On that last drive, especially that first play to Justin Forsett, I saw you drive your guy right by the hole. He stopped and then restarted again. Talk about what the offensive line did tonight.
I feel like we did a really good job of communicating today, and everybody gave their best effort. Guys were finishing left and right. I was turning left and right and seeing guys on the ground, and I really feel like we're starting to, you know, hit a pace right now and get consistent with our run game. So I hope that continues throughout the rest of the season.
My experience has been offensive linemen love this type of game where you can just pound and you know, you're the guy that's blocking rather than absorbing the blow when you're running the football.
Exactly. You know, as an offensive lineman, you always want to be on the attack and run the ball. You know, it also it helps your defense stay off the field and wears guys down and, you know, allows, you know, to keep your opponent on their heels and kind of wear them down. So, I mean, obviously that's what we want, and obviously that runs the clock out as well.
Yeah, I also saw one time when you So the guy tried to look like tried to entice you into a little bit of a battle. You just turned your back and walked back to the huddle. Did you say anything to him or what?
No, I didn't say anything. You know, savvy vet move on his part. He's a Pro Bowler. So, you know, he was just doing his part, trying to, you know, turn a bad situation good for his team. But, you know, fortunately, I was able to keep a level head.
When you guys are running the ball so effectively like that, what do you guys say to each other out the line? Do you say, let's just keep doing it? Or, I mean, is there much talk going on out there?
We like to fist bump. Me, Jeremy, Marshall, Eugene, we all just fist bump Rick. We just kind of like look each other in the eyes, and you know, we all know who you know got a good finishing play on the block because we all see it. So we'll acknowledge everybody with a fist bump.
Well, it's also must be good to have a little guy like Justin Forsett behind you, hiding behind you, then all of a sudden darting out of nowhere and getting yards, like 180 some yards he rushed for tonight.
Yeah, I think he's nearing the 1,000 mark. So hopefully, you know, these next couple games, we keep running the ball consistently, we can get him that, and that'd be good for our offensive line and for him as well.
Yeah, you guys got to be proud because he's probably got more yards this year than he had the first 6 years of his career.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that's a testament to him. He's been working hard all year. He's been in the weight room doing extra work, you know, on days where we've already lifted. So he's been putting in a lot of extra work. So, I mean, it's a testament to him.
One last thing. Do you think this offensive line is getting better each game? It looks like it to me anyhow.
Yeah, I really feel like we're gelling. And obviously the week off, like, helped the guys that were banged up, like Marshall, come back and be able to, you know, come back with a strong game. So, I mean, now that everybody's healthy and everybody's working better together, we're only going to get better as the season progresses.